Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for this good time.
I'm
requested to be taking your seats. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we move to welcome our bride and groom, Pastor Boaz. Together with Pastor Ruth. I'm going to request those responsible of them, raise them up. Raise me up, the bride and the groom. Thank you so much. I request to turn slow, face the congregation. You wave at them. Them to yell at you a great yell. Thank you so much. Let's sit down, our bride and groom. We thank God for the good time He's given us. Again, to move on, bless the marriage of Pastor Boaz together with Pastor Ruth. We thank God for the good time He's given us. Each of you, we thank you. God has the ability He's given you to help His brethren to reach this goal. Praise Jesus much. Our brides on this side, our visitors on this side, we welcome you all. Thank you for loving us. And you stand for our brides and groom, each as the ability God has given you. The ministry we call the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Full knowledge of God International Ministries.
Or you can call us Full Knowledge of God International Ministries. It's a ministry which God has blessed. The blessing from God. To finalize, conclude that He says in the Hosea 4:6. And He says people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. And He promised in the Isaiah 11
and
the verse 9 that they will no more destroy, and they will no more hurt on the mountain of His holy house. Because the earth will be filled knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. So it's a ministry
of knowledge of God,
of the full knowledge of God.
It's
responsible to spread knowledge of God all over the world, to end the destruction of people in hell and the lake of fire. Because he speaks in the John 17 in the verse 3, and he said that eternal life, it's to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus is saying. So when we reach unto you knowledge of God, we have reached unto you eternal life. It's the ministry of full knowledge of God. International ministries. We welcome you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. My name, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, we move to welcome you.
We
have all ministers who minister in the full knowledge of God. And we honor marriage so much as we obey the word of God. That's in the Hebrews 13 and the verse 4.
It
says marriage will be honored by all. So we honor marriage, but in all, our work to you, not to only play blessing to you, but to see how you love each other very well. Satan has not intervened in your affairs, even his demons, even the troubles of this world, and they have not intervened in your lives. Because marriage, it's the love which is divided, even the love that shared. We end it here on this world. In heaven, we are going to be like angels. There is no marrying, no getting married. So we encourage people to do it once they finish it. Praise Jesus much. And you don't act treacherous to each other. And you don't trouble each other.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We're
going to read a few words. And we call our bride and groom. Then we pray for them a blessing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These days, there are criteria those being followed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The brides and the groom, these days we first take them in the government. Then after we end up with the church. Because we began with God as we are seeking for spouses. And we have to end with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we're going to read a few words. Those words. And they're in the heading saying, let's love each other on the world. Let's love each other as the married. Because in heaven we shall be like angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's love each other as the married. Because in heaven we shall be there as angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
things we labor in under this world, those we pass through as we toil, when we are on the side of God, we shall get a reward of many good things in heaven. But what is not there is one thing. Marriage is not inclusive in the things God is to give us in heaven. There is eternal life. There are cities of God. Those He built for the holy ones. There is all goodness in heaven. But only one thing is not there. There is no getting married. There is no marrying, neither getting married.
We're
going to be in the love of God, the only love of God.
And
the way is God the Father. In heavens, all of us shall be children to Him. And you're not going to marry your sister or brother.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. So I request to emphasize to our brethren and groom. Even you, the married out there, even you expected to come, let's love each other in our marriages. Because in the heavens it will not be there anymore. Let's fight all the traps. All the fights. All things we labor on this earth. That God decided to pay it on this earth, it finishes once here.
Era Satan
does a great fight on it.
To
see that you've not enjoyed it enough. Because those to be in heaven are no more going to find it there.
And those
to fall in hell who refuse to believe God in the fire, them too will be there in their own torments. But what I've requested is one thing. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 9, he speaks as he says this on the issue of marriage. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 from verse 9.
Beranga n'omukazi goyagala nesanyu ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwo obutaliimu gwakuwadde wansi w'enjuba ennaku ze zonna ezitaliimu kubanga ogwo gwe mugabo gwo mu bulamu ne mukutegana kukutegana wansi w'enjuba.
Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your life. Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of the life of your vanity, which he has given you under the sun, all the days of your vanity. For that is the portion in this life and in your labor, which you perform under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
portion we get on this earth, and we shall no more see it in heaven, neither in hell. You know, there are people who are going to fall in hell. But that's not what we speak of now. God, the reward of marriage.
He gave
it once. Here it is done and finished on this earth. Say it's the portion you get. It will no more be gotten again. And say if you get a wife, if you get a husband,
live joyfully
with all the days of your life under the sun. Brethren, I will request you one thing.
Please
we speak them to the bride and groom. Pastor Boaz and the Pastor Ruth. You have other names you know, but those are what they gave you. Those get God has given you in this ceremony, even in their marriage, all the remaining days of their life. Praise Jesus much. I request you one thing. The things of love, let's handle them more careful than a glass, more than an egg, and the rest in that category. Let's take a level to know love.
You
take a level to know your spouse. Take a step to give them care. Take a step to respect them and many others like those.
Well,
this portion ends here. You will not cry in heaven. Lord, I did get it well on the earth. Let it be given me another time. That is given you here on the earth. And do it as the commands of God are.
But
you don't do as God commanded you. As the command of the book Bible says, till you will fall in hell.
But not
ask it again, they give me love in hell, I move it very well. Now he gave it here on the earth. And I encourage the brother Boaz, even Ruth, that you add respect in it. Add more care in it. Add more knowledge. Don't mind of others. Leave the others to their affairs. If they ask you, tell them, we are finishing our role on this earth. Yes. Do it as all ability. Put special ingredients to make it special. Take it something very precious. God has paid it to you, he never give it to you again. For you know, in the heavens, it will be there. Even in hell it's not there. We finish here on the earth. Let me see others you married. Yes. You finish it on this earth. Let me see those coming. You're on the way warm enough for that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the Mark chapter 12, verse 25, he speaks as he says like this.
Mark chapter 12,
verse
25. For
when they were raised from the dead, they would not marry, neither get married, but they will be like angels in heaven. Yes.
For
when we've gone back in the heaven, Jesus has come taken us. No marry, no getting married. We shall be like angels. That's why I've told you, the thing concerning marriage, you honor it. You the owner of it, you are the first in honoring it. You get every jealousy possible. Jealousy.
Possible
enough to keep the love but not to travel it. You look and follow up
his post,
all possible. You too, they follow up and accept that in your life. This thing, we finish it on this earth. You know, if God never put the laws and commands that don't commit adultery, Who wants that someone takes your husband or wife? You has a special protection. We usually call it jealousy. But protection, you feel this thing. Finish it. I don't want anyone touch mine. You feel that thing. Jealousy doesn't reach to the children. If your child gets married or married, let them marry.
But
wife to go to another. My goodness. You say, my God.
What?
God is, let me finish here. Who takes it?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So I'm going to tell you this. I don't want to speak much. We have a little time. The bridegroom have where they go. What I emphasize is one. Marriage ends here. Do all possible. You do it as you can. In heaven, we are to be like angels. And we have bodies like of angels. And it's not that of male or female.
Yes,
praise
been.
Jesus much. For among angels, no male or female. It will not be there. Satan tries to confuse the marriage. They don't enjoy it. Now those who have battles in the marriage, you have battles in there. You stop those fights. This thing is yours. That one is yours. Why tackle the person to fall? Why press hard words on this person? He is yours or she. This is a whisper. Let them sleep together. But after they tackle each other,
and
evening they are together. When they tackle each other in the morning, the evening they are together. We can't
be
bring the love closer, we move on. Inside the heart finish on the earth, it will not be there.
And
when they anger each other, immediately they are back to each other. You intervenes. After it's you they persecute. You wanted to separate us.
And
if
you
reconcile the marriage, be careful.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in the Hebrews 13, verses 4, he says like this. Hebrews 13 verses 4.
Kwa chitibwa eribona nechitanda chirongofu kubanga abakaba nabenzi katonda alibasalira omusango.
Let marriage be held in honor by all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Yes, marriage, let it be honored by all people. But we as the two, like the Pastor Boaz and Ham is miss. You first honor it by yourselves. If you don't put honor in it, we the rest we may despise it. Put in show of honor, Pastor Boaz. You show her that it is you the man. Then the rest tell them. You know the president of the nation said, you broke cartoons about me. But if you put my wife in the cartoon, you will be imprisoned. Have a way you do it.
Mrs. Ruth.
Have a way you lift, exalt him. In the world, you will see that he's the one alone there. He's the man out there. You finish it now. That's why we refuse the best man of our ceremonies.
Who is the best man?
Who is the best man on this day? Now, who is the best man of the day?
Mr.
best man. Have another best man. No, some things, let's leave them now. Now,
Madam Ruth,
who is your best man of today?
Pastor Boaz,
of course.
He's the best man.
He's the best man.
Katiori.
Now him.
Or your next man.
He's the next man.
Kuno ye best.
This is the best man.
Yes.
Sure. That is the truth.
There are some
things that need revival on this earth. Sure. How dare you bring a best man on a ceremony like this?
Now,
if you say best man, you stand up. Now this one is who?
Ugly
man or what?
Wow.
Non-stop offense.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
marriage should be honored by all people. Friends, let's honor marriage. Parents, before you honor material things you need, right from your children, you first honor marriage.
At least
do all possible they get married. For it ends here. Give them their joy. Why do you pretend when you two move by that joy? You harden the life of your daughter or son, you two are in the same thing. Don't harden these issues. Don't think of storied buildings. Lovers, like Adam and Eve, they can be in the garden, there's no house there. Then they live there. This thing ain't finished here. That's why anytime we want it and we pass it the right criteria, whether they're in the heart, whether they're where, whether in the bush, it's up to them. As long as they don't do it public to cause others stumble. You know, in the people, there are things we divide. Those of the people,
even
that which each of we the lovers on the other side.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus
Christ.
So this thing, let's take it to another level. Marriage, even you coming, you take it to another level. It ends here. Most of things involved with their secrets. But at least those visible do them thorough. We too, we prove that indeed. As I finalize, in the Proverbs 5, verses 18, he speaks as he says this. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 18. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18.
Ensulo yo ebirenga n'omukisa. Erasanyukira ngo omukazi w'omuvubuka wo.
Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. Yes.
Ensulo mukama ajiwa omukisa.
Let God bless the fountain. We are going to bless them today. It may be a fountain of finances, a fountain of health, a fountain of joy, and the joy will be flowing every day and it never reduces. You know what? This thing needs to cause pain on Satan, never loves it. And you put in all possible. Give you an example. All people as they speak the word love. Another kind of word. I love you, just funny like that. You know how they speak it? I love you, my love. Sure. It's calm. It
makes
you calm down. You propose it to them. You know, my friend, I feel I love you. I come to propose you. You can't just speak it like that. Now, Pastor Boaz,
do
you think they are calm?
It's calm.
And it's gentle. If you want to speak it out, this is the way you gather yourself. After you prepare it, built it all. I should have bring it wrongly. Love. My love.
But then I think
I have something to say to you. The voice changed to tell you it is special. And it needs only calmness. Don't dare rush again in marriage. If another bugs, Pastor Ruth brings out the other voice. What husband? What is
wrong?
Okay? He will come from up down again.
Sabawaz
after he's proposed.
You know,
at times he changed even the language.
I love you.
Now another begins. Now what should I answer? Carefulness.
And mirrors.
Think
about it. Okay, but let me talk it. And mirrors.
I don't want to go deep in that. I
want to tell you
why it was created by that in nature. It was created with calmness. It was created with gentleness, with very serious, gentle carefulness. It was created with care. The people, when they enter in it, they're very careful. They don't know how it comes. You shouldn't see me anger her. When you reach there,
now
you begin recover there. Now we've finished that. I would have spoken much, but time.
So
we're going to lay blessing for you. The fountain of the marriage, fountain of finances, healthy fountain, fountain of joy. Joy
increases
that flows in that family.
But
all those as we do them, don't show anything and it's of a curse.
For
he said in Deuteronomy, I've said before you life and death, you choose one. We cannot come here and we begin to say each other. Now in life, even in death, in sickness, in health, in poverty, in riches. Why proclaim poverty on yourselves? God said on the two, we choose one. And those we teach them in life, things you are to speak to your spouse, they have to come from inside you. And when the bride and groom reach here, don't ask to reach to read for them what they are going to speak to each other.
It
is to speak to the other what they feel. Right from the bottom of the heart. That you will be able to remember. That you can keep them. You can do them. Or she. But
this,
you read for them, they don't enter in their heads.
You
say, right, groom, you say like this. I will love you much. He's reading that.
What
speaks not from the heart,
just
you
will
be able to watch over them. Friends, even other churches, you change that. People speak things from their hearts. Those you can remind and remember. You say, my wife, you told me this. But you told me this.
She said,
Apostle Ronald read it to us in the paper.
Since
it's not me who told you that. They told me to tell that to you.
So
read me Deuteronomy, we go to the next thing. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15.
Lava, Leronte de Momasogo, Oburamo, Noburungi. No kufa, no bubi.
See, I have said before you this day, life and good, death and evil. Verse
16.
In that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses 19.
Okubaba julwa jamuli lero nga ntadde masogo obulamu n'okufa omukisa n'okukolimirwa kale weeroboza obulamu olyokubenga omulamu gweneza ddyo.
I call heaven and earth as a witness this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursings. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live.
Yes.
He calls heavens and earth. Angels, they are there. We have angels of family. Spoken in the 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 10. That for the sake of angels, a woman ought to have a sign of rulership. A sign of rulership. Heavens is there. Even the earth we have come. But when he calls us, unto those people he put before them two things: blessing and a curse, life and death. He tells you choose one. He ends, tell you choose life. Life moves with a blessing. We cannot choose both of them. And you're not going to come here and say in life, in death. He said this, that things of that kind should not fail to come, but woe to the one who brings them. Now we cannot make a covenant with them that in death, if God comes, he's come to fight death, he finds you covenanted with it.
Me,
I'll be there even in time of death. I'll be there in the cursings.
No,
God said choose one.
Now,
when they will come in your family, God will prepare with his weapons. He said things of those kind never fail to come, but woe to the one who brings them. Sickness may attack the family, but God is ready for them, because God has already blessed you. Now the one he blessed cannot accept he be touched. So our bride and groom, together with all you out there, and you swore curses with yourself, you come, we correct that in your life. That's why in your marriage that you have that cycle, the joy and the times you anger, for you swore to move by both of them. Joy and getting confusions, you swore both.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we're going to welcome our bride and groom. We need some music. And that music is soft enough. Sure. You play our music. You first wait right there.
Darling, you ever leave me? Well, I'll just put my heart away. I couldn't love again.
The next man and the next man you've come with them,
no one could please me anyway. And if another ever came along, I'd just turn them down, cause after all, I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest?
You can enjoy yourself.
You had wept there. With you, I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best.
Hey, kasoke mpite manyeze ninoro birizirumu
you know me I have one rape